You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
If it ain't about you, then I don't have the time. You're not missing my blessing. Keep my eyes on the prize, and I won't be distracted from doing God's work.
Good morning, victorious people of
Hallelujah.
God. This is the Miracle Blessing and Healing Broadcast with our Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward from Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center Incorporated, located at 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue, Melbourne, Florida. You're welcome to tune in, listen in, but listen here. Hallelujah. Don't you dare miss your blessing on today. God is a blessing, God, and it's time to tune in. Hallelujah. Oh, God, to hear what thus saith the Lord. Before we release our powerful Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward, I have a couple announcements for you. Listen, we're in revival.
We need
revival like never before.
Hallelujah.
And we're asking you to come and join us on tonight tomorrow night, starting at 8 p.m. We have this powerful prophetess, Carissa Moses. Oh, my God. God moved on last night, and I'm telling you, if you better not miss the move of God, because God is speaking from on high, and God is moving. I'm telling you, don't you dare miss Prophetess Carissa Moses. God is moving on tonight and tomorrow night. And we also want you to join us on Friday for noonday prayer. How many of you know that the Bible said men are to always pray and not to faint? So join us on Friday for noonday prayer. God is definitely going to move in the house. And we want you to join us on Saturday. Saturday, we're going to be going to Pastor Times Church with Coming Together Ministry. Pastor Andre will be breaking forth the bread of life starting at 12:30 on Saturday. And that address is 115 North 8th Street in Fort Pierce, Florida. You don't want to miss this powerful move of God on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Pastor Andre will be coming back again at 11:30 a.m. with the word from God again. God, come on to Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. God is going to move by his power and by his spirit. And listen, I want you to join me on Wednesday the 21st. I'll be breaking forth the bread of life starting at 8 p.m. Hallelujah.
Wednesday night,
I'll be coming forth. On Thursday night, we'll have our very own Minister Solomon Hayward at 8 p.m. And then on Friday the 23rd, we will have Pastor Geraldine Hayward. You don't want to miss these three nights. I'm telling you, if ever a time that we need revival, we need it now. Yeah. In a world that seems like it's in chaotic, we need a revival. Hallelujah. To stir the hearts and minds of the people. So don't you dare miss on tonight and tomorrow night with Prophetess Carissa Moses. I'm telling you that you know that God is moving in the building, and you don't want to miss the move of God. Now I'm going to turn it over to our Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. I'm telling you, put out your buckets, because she have a word from God. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank you, Evangelist Sheila. Amen. Thank God for you being back with
me
today.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to talk to you today from the 119th Division of Psalms. Praise God. Starting at the 153rd verse. Amen. Hallelujah. When David is talking to God.
Hallelujah.
What did he say?
Consider my affliction.
Consider my afflictions. Hallelujah. See, when you talk to God, you can talk to him like you want to.
Yes.
David says, consider, amen, what I'm going through. Consider my pain, my heartache, and my troubles, my tragedy. Read on.
And deliver me.
And deliver me. Don't just consider it, but deliver me. Oh, I need deliverance. And that's what's happening today. Amen. Many of you need deliverance. And God is the one that can deliver you.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And he wants to do it. He wants to bring you out of your trouble. He wants to bring you out of your heartaches and your pain and the things that you're going through. God love you. And he want to help you. Read on.
For I do not forget thy law.
Yeah, amen. The reason he was calling on God, because he know what God's law is.
Yes.
Many of you know what God's law is. And if you don't know, it's time to get knowledge of his law.
Yes.
Amen. Because you need God to bring you out. You need God to deliver you. You need God to rescue you. Ooh. From your troubles and your problem and your situation. And God want to do it for you.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's ready to do it. Read on for me, please.
Plead my cause and deliver me.
Plead my cause and deliver me. Read on.
Quicken me according to thy word.
Quicken me. Amen. Oh, get, yes. Hallelujah. Give me a touch. According to your word,
yes.
You know, because God can touch you. God can help you. Amen. Praise God. He can move in your life.
Yes.
Praise God. So you can be secure. So you can be blessed and brought out.
Yes.
Amen. And God wants to do it. Read on for me.
Salvation is far from the wicked.
Salvation is far from the wicked.
For they seek not thy statutes.
Because they seek not yourself, hallelujah,
God.
Your statutes. Amen. Deliverance is far from the wicked.
Yes.
Praise God. The wicked want to keep going in their way. It's something else. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When we have prayed for you and we have, hallelujah, called on God for you. And when you're in trouble, how, amen, praise the Lord, God bring you out of your trouble when you call on him.
Yes.
He bless you, amen. But many of you go back over and over and over. You go back, amen. Don't be going back.
Yes.
Praise God, hallelujah. Rise up and go forward.
Yes.
Praise God, so that God can deliver you more and bless you more.
Yes.
Hallelujah, glory to God. But many of you, God deliver you. And you go back. He bless you, and you go back. And you come back. Amen. Praise God. And the same things happen over and over. That is what was happening with the children of Israel. God delivered them. Amen. Hallelujah. And they cry unto God, and he delivered them. Then they go back to what he said, don't do. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. And God allowed them to go through their trouble, their pain, and they cry, and they weep. Amen. Praise God. He allowed them to go back to that, hallelujah, pain and sorrow. But when they cry again, he delivered them again.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what a loving God. What a merciful God. What a God that sees, amen, and understand that you are flesh. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you cannot continue. Amen. What shall we do? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Amen. Don't you keep thinking you can keep going back to your situation. Amen. Don't you keep thinking you can go back to what you're doing. Amen. And God's going to keep delivering you because of his grace. Oh, hallelujah. You're going to have to pay for your sin. And sooner or later, amen, hallelujah, God's going to let you pay for it. But his mercy is coming. And while his mercy is there, you ought to let God have his way. You ought to let go and let God. Amen. Because he want to bring you out. He want to give you your deliverance. And you can't be totally delivered.
Yes.
That's the enemy that's talking to you. Telling you, amen, you can't be totally delivered.
Oh,
amen. That mind you got. That, amen, trouble that you're into. That rebellion that you're done against God.
Yes.
God will deliver you. He can deliver you. And he will. But you got to hear him, and you got to do what he say, and you got to do it his way.
Yes.
Read on for me, please.
Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord.
Great are thy tender mercies. Amen. David saw how his mercies was great.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You, don't you see how great his mercy is towards you? He didn't have to spare you. He didn't have to deliver you. He didn't have to bring you out. But look at God. Look at what he's doing. Hallelujah. Great. Great, great is his tender mercies. Read on for me.
Oh, Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment.
Oh, Lord, quicken me. according to thy judgment. Shake me up. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Let me know about your judgment. Revive me and talk to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I can know about your judgment so I won't end up destroyed. I don't want to be destroyed. I want to be saved. I want to be blessed. I want to be delivered. I want to go your way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want to do what you say, God. Read on for me, please.
Many are my persecutors and my enemies.
Persecutors and my enemy. Look at you. Hallelujah. You're out. You're blessed now. Okay. You got a lot of persecutors and enemies.
Yes.
They see what God is doing, and they're jealous. They're mad. Amen. Hallelujah. But don't pay them no attention.
No.
You didn't do it. God did it.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because you followed the statute and because you did what his law say. Amen. Hallelujah. And now they're jealous. They're mad. They're, amen, trying to destroy you. They're persecuting you.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. But don't worry. You got to be persecuted. You got to go through something, but God will bring you out.
Yes.
Read on for me, please.
Yet do I not decline from thy testimony.
I won't decline. I won't go back. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. I won't, amen. Hallelujah. Stop testifying.
Yes.
I'm going to tell it everywhere I go.
Yes.
I'm going to tell what you've done for me.
Yes.
Many of you, hallelujah, you got your mouth closed at the wrong time, but you need to tell what God done. You need to testify what he done for you. Somebody need to know what God has done for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't be afraid of your persecutor. Don't be afraid of your enemy. Don't fear them. God did it for you.
Yes.
And you got to tell it. Read on for me, please.
I beheld the transgressor.
I beheld the transgressor.
And was grieved.
And was grieved.
Because they kept not thy word.
I saw the transgressor.
Oh.
I saw what they did. Oh, hallelujah. Look at the times you're looking at those that the devil is using. Hallelujah. But you see, hallelujah, that the devil is using them. Praise
yes.
God. Hallelujah. What are you going to do? You're going to pray for them. God help them. God move in their behalf.
Yes.
God deliver them. They need deliverance. You delivered me, and you can deliver, hallelujah, them. You see, amen, you saw their transgression. And you was grieved.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Many times sin grieved you. Praise
oh,
God.
Yes.
Because you want people to come out of it. And you know they need to come out of it.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know what God did for you.
Yes.
And you know to pray for them. Read on.
Consider how I love thy precepts.
Because they kept not God's word. People don't keep God's word.
Yes,
but
yes.
He said, hallelujah, consider me, God. I kept your precept.
Oh,
that's
God.
What you got to do. You got to keep God's precept.
Oh,
you got to keep, amen, God's word. You got to keep God's law. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he's the one that did it for you. Read on.
Quicken me, O Lord.
Quicken me, O God.
According to thy loving kindness.
According to thy loving kindness. I know you love me, but shake me up.
Yes.
Amen. Quicken me.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Gosh.
Help me. Revive me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I know you did it. Amen. Because you love me. Look
yes.
at how much he loved you. Doesn't matter how down you get or where you, how low you went. He reached way down
oh,
and picked you up, got
yes.
you out of your gutter, out of the gutter.
Yes.
Amen. And delivered you and spared your life.
Yes.
Oh, the devil don't like you. He want to destroy you. But look at God, a living, kind and God
oh,
that love you and will bring you out. Read on for me, please.
Thy word is true from the beginning.
Your word is true from the beginning. This is not something that you just started.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your word was true from the beginning. And I don't care how long I go in life or how short I go in life. When it ended, it's still going to be true.
Yes.
Read on for me, please.
And every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever.
One of your righteous judgment endureth forever.
Ooh.
Listen, amen. Sometimes it seems like God ain't judging right. But God is, but you got to turn to him. You got to serve him. You got to give your heart to him.
Yes.
You got to give your life to him and let him control you. Don't let people control you because they're trying to control you with their attitudes. They're trying to control you with their mind. They're trying to control you with their finances. But don't let them control you. You are living for God. You are walking with God. You are serving God. And because you are serving God, God blessing you every step of the way. And your enemies are mad at you because God is blessing you, but they can't stop you. Don't worry about your haters. Jesus had haters. But I want you to know his Father was blessing him. And that same God is blessing you today. So you got to hold your head up. You got to keep running on like never before. You got to trust in the Lord and be like it's an honor, God. It's an honor for me to serve you. It's an honor for me to pray and seek you. It's an honor for me to preach your word. It's an honor for me to help others. It's an honor for me to train others. You got to recognize God and give him the glory. You got to give him praise because when the praises go up, the blessing come down.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes.
Bible says praise him on the drums and the organ. Praise him with the cymbal, with the tambourine. Praise him. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. It's time to praise him.
Ooh.
It's time to rejoice.
Hallelujah.
In the God of your salvation. Go to 164 now. Hallelujah. Praise him. I know, hallelujah, he deserved to be praised.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So you ought to praise him. Read on for me.
Seven times a day.
Wow. Seven times a day, David said.
Do I praise thee?
Do I praise thee?
Because of thy righteous judgment.
Because of thy righteous judgment. Amen. Hallelujah. Many of you wake up in the morning and you start praising God because of what he did for you. And the devil get mad and throw stumbling blocks in your way and sticks and stones in your way. And you quit. But David says, seven times a day, do I praise thee? Because of your righteous judgment. I know you're going to judge me right.
Yes.
You're not going to give me the wrong judgment.
Yes.
But you're going to judge me right. So I'm going to do the right thing. Make up your mind to get it right. Make up your mind to serve God. I made up my mind. I'm going to serve the Lord.
Yes.
And I'm not letting nothing stop me. I'm not going to let it hinder me.
Yes.
You got to, hallelujah, make up your mind.
You.
I will not be hindered by the devil.
Thank
Praise
you.
God, because God is the one that have life. God is the one that blesses and curses. And I want the blessing of the Lord upon my life. Read on for me, please.
Great peace have they which love
great
thy law.
Great peace. Hallelujah. We realize, amen, how so many people got peace because they love God's law.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. You are, many of you out there, you have no peace. You're trouble on every side.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. And you're burdened down
yes.
because you don't have God on the inside of you. You don't have the love of God for his law,
yes.
for his word.
Oh,
but when you honor his word,
yes.
when you love his word,
thank
and
you.
When you do what his words say, you'll have peace on the inside.
Yes.
He said, my peace
Ooh.
I give you, and my peace I leave with you.
Thank
and
you.
If God give you peace, you ought to walk in peace.
Yes.
You ought to live in peace. You don't have to be confused. You don't have to be in turmoil day and night. You don't have to be mad and mean and brokenhearted and rebellious.
Yes.
But you can have peace and you can rejoice in the God of your salvation.
Yes.
Read on for me, please.
And nothing shall offend
nothing
them.
Nothing shall offend them. Look at, hallelujah, God's people. Nothing offending them. Hallelujah, glory to God. The devil try to make you feel offended.
Come on.
But you got to get off that offended so it won't end your life, so you won't fall down. Hallelujah. But you, hallelujah, can get up. You can rise up. Because you are serving God. I know the devil don't want you to praise him.
Come on.
I know he don't want you to come to church.
Yes.
Many of you are in trouble now because you won't go to church. You're sitting up with your Zoom. You're sitting up on hallelujah listening to YouTube.
Come on.
You're sitting up there with your Facebook. When he says fail not to assemble yourself together.
Ooh, hallelujah.
You need to go to church. You need to go to God's house.
Thank you.
You need to hear what God is saying. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because when you hear God's word and when you go and assemble with others, you get peace.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because God is speaking to you and God is dwelling on the inside of you. Hallelujah. And he's blessing you. The devil don't want you to go to church.
Yeah.
COVID stopped a lot of folks and they haven't gone back to church.
Yes.
But the devil is a liar.
Yes.
You better get up from there.
Yes.
Get your mind together and go to church.
Thank
the
you,
devil will let you allow you to go to work every day.
Come on.
But when it's time to go to church, he'll make you tired.
Yes.
He'll make you sick. He'll make you burdened down.
Yes.
But you better rebuke that devil and say, devil, get off of me.
Yes.
I went to work and I'm going to church. And you better say like David in the 122nd Psalm. Hallelujah. You better get yourself together and say as David said. Read it from me, the first verse.
I was glad when they said unto me.
I was glad when they said unto me. Hallelujah. Because, amen, hallelujah. You were glad when you're going to work.
Come on.
I was glad when they say go to work.
Preacher,
because I know when Friday comes. I'm going to get me a paycheck or 2 weeks later, I'm going to get me a paycheck. But David said, I was glad when they said unto me, what did they say?
Let us go into the house of the Lord.
Into the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let us go to church. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a reward in going to church. There's a blessing in going to church.
Yes.
There's a deliverance in going to church. And that's why David was glad. Hallelujah. To get in God's house.
Yes.
And as much as he could get there, he got there. Quit your complaining about going to church.
Yes.
Quit your complaining about praying and getting with others. You ought to be glad.
Ooh.
Hallelujah, God. Because God can bless you where you never got to go to work.
Yes.
Another day of your life.
Ooh.
He has everything. The earth is the Lord.
Yes.
And the fullness thereof in the world. And they that dwell therein. It's time now to run after God like never before. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. See, God ought to be first in your life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You go to work 5 days a week. You ought to 6 days a week. You ought to be praising God.
Yes.
You ought to put God first in everything you do.
Yes.
Well, it's pretty hard for me to do all of that because I'm flesh. I'm a human being.
Yes.
Make all the excuses you can.
Oh,
but I want to tell you, you will be blessed.
Yes.
You will keep your body healed.
Yes.
You will keep your mind right.
Yes.
If you go to church with the right intention, hallelujah. But many of you go to church with the wrong intentions, and the devil in your heart, the devil in your mind, because you are forced to come. But I want, hallelujah, you to know I'm not forced to come. I'm like David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. How many happy people we got? Amen. To go into the house of the Lord. Read on for me. Hurry up.
Our feet shall stand within thy gate, O Jerusalem.
Amen. You got to keep your feet in God's gate.
Come on.
Too many of you taking your feet out of God's gate. And that's why the devil is killing you. That's why he's destroying your mind. He's destroying your heart. He's destroying your life. He's destroying your children. He's destroying your family. But why don't you get up and rise up like never before and come on to God and get in his house? I want to pray for you today. Time will not allow me to go on, but I want to pray for you because God loves you. And he wants you to serve him. And he's making provision for you, for you to come to him. He's making provision for you. Hallelujah, for you to serve him. And you now, you need to say, God, I want to be saved. I want to be fully delivered. I want to be set free, so free that I'll never get bound another day in my life. Hallelujah. You say, Lord, forgive me. Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sins and blot out my transgression. I believe you're the Son of God, and you died for my sin. And you rose that I may have life. And I accept you into my life now. Hallelujah. Say, Satan, I denounce you. You are no longer a part of my life. You are no longer, hallelujah, glory to God, ruling over me. I give you up now, and I'm free. And begin to praise him. Begin to thank him.
Thank you,
begin to give him glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he loves you so much. Hallelujah. Don't keep dealing with the wrong people in your life. Change your life. Change your position. Hallelujah. Ah, you may have to be alone for a while, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God be talking to you. God be blessing you. Hallelujah. And when you hear the wrong thing, amen, and the devil start talking, you say, devil, I know that's you. I know how you talk. I know what you sound like, and I'm not going to let you rule me. I gave my life to God. I gave my heart to God, and I'm going to serve him. Listen, listen. Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory to God. I thank God for those of you that's tuning in and have been tuning in. Oh, I'm telling you, hallelujah, and have been blessing this ministry. And have been blessing this work. I've seen people all from different places meet me places, amen, and blessing, amen, hallelujah, this ministry. And I appreciate you. I thank you so much for what God, how God is talking to you and how God is speaking to you. Hallelujah. I praise God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I love God and I want to do what he tell me to do. And I want to do his work and I want to walk in his will, not my will, but his will be done. Hallelujah. You, those of you have testimony and been telling me your testimony, thank you so much.
Amen.
Because I know God is doing it.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. I know that when we pray, God is doing it. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth them. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I know it's going to happen.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm glad you're giving me your testimony, and you're telling me what God is doing.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's encouraging me to preach more. That's encouraging me to pray more for others.
Amen.
Amen. Because many are getting tremendous deliverance.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're getting to tremendous deliverance. And I thank God for it.
Amen.
Because that's what God does. He heals the sick. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He makes the lame walk, the dumb talk, the deaf hear, the blind see. God is doing it. He saves souls. He filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And he uses people in the gifts of the Spirit as the fruits of the Spirit operate in their life. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Praise God. Many of you have been so encouraging. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I thank God, amen, that we are in this revival. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. With the power and power of faith. Hallelujah. Healing and revival temple. Amen. Glory to God. Deliverance temple. We're working together in this revival, and God is moving. Don't miss it. God want to bless you. Amen. God want to deliver you. He want to bring you out. Hallelujah. So don't miss it. Come on out tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. The woman of God, Angelus, Carissa, hallelujah, Moses, hallelujah, bringing the word of God, and you're going to be blessed. Hallelujah, glory to God, a mighty woman of God, a young
Amen.
Woman.
Yes.
Praise God,
Amen.
Hallelujah, so you can stop talking about, hey, y'all old folks, all old folks is the only ones. Amen. Listen,
yes.
This woman of God, amen, is a young lady. Amen, hallelujah, and God is blessing her and raising her up to preach the gospel and preach the word. She don't mind telling it like God say. So come on out tonight at 8 o'clock. Come on for your deliverance.
Yes.
Come on for your answer.
Amen.
Come on for your blessing.
Amen.
Come on, amen, hallelujah, for God to set you free and for you to get saved. Bring your family. Bring your children.
Yes.
Yeah, I need all the children out tonight
amen.
And tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, be sure you